it's always good to go into a sneezing fit.
Oh, yeah.
As you're about to go on the air. It's, it's a lot of fun. Especially when you're about to talk about this story. I can't get enough of this.
It's just odd, man. It really is.
So one of the bodies of the 11 mysteriously missing persons that had been tied to either U.S. nuclear secrets or rocket technology, one of them has been discovered by a hiker in New Mexico. 54-year-old Melissa Casillas was a missing person who was working at the Los Alamos National Laboratory. And, of course, the Los Alamos National Laboratory, a renowned institution, facility tied to the Manhattan Project, obviously.
Yep.
But what is going on with these missing scientists? In her case, her family found her purse, her cell phone, her identification that was left behind, and she was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So her family was obviously very concerned about what had happened here, but now her body has come, has been found, and a rejuvenation into where these people are, what happened. And, back in April, Kash Patel, the FBI director, said that they were investigating recent unconfirmed public reporting that alleged people connected to U.S. nuclear secrets or rocket technology had died or vanished in recent years. James Comey, the chair of the House Oversight Committee, saying that this raises questions about possible sinister connections between these deaths and disappearances. So the federal government is hip to this now.
Mm-hmm.
But what is actually going on, and what is part of the investigative process? Daniel Roberts, the former FBI assistant director, joins us this morning to talk about it. Daniel, good morning. It's good to have you back.
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you.
So when Kash Patel says they're looking into this, they're investigating it, James Comer with the Oversight Committee is saying that as well. What does that mean exactly? How are they investigating these missing cases? These go back a few years in some cases.
They do go back a few years, and there are several different institutions involved. So it's not just at Los Alamos. These missing or dead nuclear scientists are not from the same institution. So I'm sure the Bureau is looking for connections or links between any of these scientific researchers with each other, whether they're even working on the same types of atomic weapon systems or not, whether there's any connection whatsoever with the people that they deal with. And that's pretty, pretty standard and common for the FBI to do stuff like that. They can certainly do a link analysis and find out if there's any connection whatsoever between these people and those that they may have in common. But, keep in mind at this point that it's really an online conspiracy theory story, and there's been no connection that anybody has found to these mysterious missing people or dead people in some cases, like poor Miss Cassius. But at this point, there's no link between them, but they're looking into it just because of how many are involved.
Daniel, the remains of Melissa Cassius, they were found a year. She had been missing for a year. How significant is it that a handgun was reportedly found beside her remains? And what questions does that immediately raise for investigators?
Well, it certainly, it's one of the first things that you think of is that possibly it's a suicide if it was found right next to the body. She was in a remote location in a national forest. She was found by a hiker. So one would think that the initial reaction from law enforcement is going to be, well, this is possibly a suicide situation. They'll look at gun tracing and find out whose gun that was, find out where it was registered, who bought it, who used it, things like that. That will be done immediately. And then, of course, they're going to have to wait for the autopsy to see exactly what was happening there when how she died.
Yeah, and you're right. These are not all connected cases. Obviously, there were two that worked at Los Alamos, including Melissa Cassius. Then you had two that were affiliated with NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. The MIT scientist who was working on nuclear fusion was shot by the Brown University shooter.
So they're
not all directly connected, but it is odd that so many of these people that are working in this technology have gone missing. So even after all of that, and to Lloyd's point, the fact that she went missing in June of last year, and they just discovered her now. So what pieces are they putting together to try to find out if there is a connection or not?
Well, I think it starts with their their current or what their last assignments were. So if they were all working on the same type of project, the same type of atomic weapon systems or some kind of nuclear research together, even though they may have been spread out across the country, maybe they were working on the same type of research, that has to be investigated first. However, some of them, I understand, are not even scientists. At least
right.
One of them was kind of an administrative assistant type of thing. So while most of them were super highly educated people involved in nuclear research, some of them were not. So this could very well just be random death investigations that are not connected at all, or mm-hmm. missing person investigations that are not connected at all. But it's worth a check, and it's worth the FBI to do a deep dive into their social media, into their work history, talk to a number of their coworkers and find out if there's any connection, any threats that's been received by the Department of Energy, where most of them work, or DOE facilities. Some are researchers at universities, but a lot of the DOE facilities would know if there have been threats against them or against their employees, and start certainly at those locations first and then work outward from there. The family would also might have great insight in terms of that if they came home from work and said, hey, I'm receiving threats, or, you know, those types of things. So a lot of footwork has to be done by the FBI, both on the computer systems as well as just out and out interviews and background on all of these individuals.
Daniel, do you know if there have been any historical examples where, like, a series of seemingly unrelated incidents eventually turned out to be connected? I mean, and what lessons could investigators learn from those cases?
You know, a lot of times we have, we in the FBI have a National Center for Analysis of Violent Crime. It's in Quantico, Virginia, and they study a lot of homicides across the country. There have been links before for serial killers, for example, where serial killers have worked, you know, across the country and involved in that. So there have been links before for missing people. Not that I can recall, you know, missing people with this type of background
or nuclear
scientists. I have not heard that before, but there have certainly been those that have been investigated for homicide across the country that are linked together.
We just have 30 seconds left here. Does the Bureau investigate when there's great public interest in something? Like, does that sway their, I guess, their opinion on a particular case, or in this case, cases that people feel like there might be something funny going on here? Does that sway their investigative process?
I would say a couple of things on that. First of all, this one came as a referral from congressional committees. Mm-hmm. So they're pretty much obligated to follow those committees' recommendations and take a look at it. But there also has to be some investigative jurisdiction for the FBI to be involved. In the case of Ms. Cassius, who was just recently found deceased, she was in a national forest. So that technically falls under the FBI. Any sort of federal government lands where a crime has occurred would give the FBI jurisdiction to investigate.
Yeah.
Also, any sort of crime at Department of Energy facilities, for example, would fall. So it certainly would be something that the FBI could do and is doing based on Director Patel's comments.
Daniel Roberts, always appreciate the insight. Good stuff. Thank you, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, good talking to you.
Yeah, you got it. Michigan drivers facing soaring car costs, insurance payments are going up and up and up, and even new used cars are more expensive.
Yes.
So what's behind it, and what can you look out for? We'll talk about it on the other side. It's Jer Morning.